Today's shir is a Masechta Sota on Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, 17 lines from the top of the Amid, near the end of the line with the words Tana Rabbanan. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught in a Braisa. Boy B'yoyim, on that day, which we've learnt about so often from the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Perek, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, Dorish Rabbi Kiva Darshan, Bishor Shaul Yisrael Menayam, when Klal Yisrael went up from the Yamsuf and the Mitzrim had drowned in the Yamsuf, Nasnu Einayim Loimer Shira. There's a strange expression here in the Gemara. They gave their eyes, they set their sights, which means they desired to say Shira. And the Meforshim grapple with this strange terminology that Nasnu Einayim. In the Anaf Yosef found in the Ein Yaakov, he explains that we know, the Gemara tells us, that the Malachi Ashores wanted to say Shira at the time of the drowning of the Mitzrim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, Ma'aseh Yodai Tova Bayom Va'atem Arim Shira, my creations are drowning in the sea, and you want to say Shira to me. So the Anaf Yosef explains that Nasnu Einayim means their eyes of Seichel. They understood that the Malachim had made a mistake. While the enemy is drowning, that's not the time to say Shira, because after all, they are creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, when Klal Yisrael wanted to say Shira, it was at the time Sha'olu Yisrael Menayam, when they had gone out of the Yamsuv, and the Mitzrim had already drowned, and that episode was already over. Now, through their eyes, their seichel, they understood that now would be an appropriate time to say Shira. That's how the Anaf Yosef explains it. So continues the Gemara, Nasne, name Lamer Shira, Veketzad Amr Shira. How exactly did they say Shira? So the Gemara says, there are three different opinions. The first opinion, according to Rabbi Kiva, is, Kegodol Hamakri Esahalal, Vehein Oinin Achrov Rashi Prokim. Let us understand what this means by looking at Rashi. Rashi is 8 lines from the bottom of the Yomud. Says Rashi, Kigodel Hamakreya Sahal, Makreya Litzibr Litzion Yidechavasan. The Godel is standing, he's the Shliach Tzibr, and he is reciting the Halal in order to be Motzi the Tzibr. Continues Rashi, Vehein Oinin Achrov Rashi Prokim Halaluka. Shehu roish haparsha, al kol dover shehu oimer, oinen achrav haleluka. Whatever he says in the halel, the shliach tzibur, the gadol, so they answer after him, haleluka, the snan. We learned the Masech Tesoit on daf, lamed ches, mi shehoya eved o ishoi kot makronoisoi, if someone doesn't know how to read Hebrew, and an eved or a woman or a cotton is reading it to him, Hu oina achreya ma shehem oimrim. So he just repeats what they say. He has to say every word that they say in order to be yitza, because they were dealing here with the inyan of shemeya ka'ina, that the person who's saying it can be moitzi you, but that's only if he's a bar chiyuva. If he's let's say an eved isher kotnu or potter, they're not able to be moitzi you. So you have to repeat what they are saying. However, v'im hoya gadol makrei, sorry, but let's say there was a gadol who was saying it, then oina achrav haleluka, then you answer, you don't have to say the words that he's saying, you just say haleluka. The truth is, you don't even have to say haleluka at all, because since a gadol is saying it, he could be moitzu alts the halach of shemeya koina. When you hear something, it's as if you said it. However, because of the hislavus and the joy in which we want to say halel, so we don't just want to hear the gadol saying it and not saying anything. So after each phrase that he says, we say haleluka. And actually, that's in the first mizmor of halel. Every phrase that the shliach tzibur would say, the person hearing it would say haleluka. But in the, for example, B'tseis Yisrael, the second perek tilim of halel, there the Rambam explains to us that after B'tseis Yisrael and Mitzrayim, we would say the Rosh Perek. In the first Perek, it's Halleluka, Hallelu, Avdei Hashem. So then, when each phrase is said in that first perek, afterwards, you repeat the Rosh perek, you repeat the beginning of the perek, which is Halleluka. What about when you get to Betzeis Yisrael? So, Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, you repeat the Rosh perek, the beginning of that perek, Betzeis Yisrael. When you get to the further phrases in Betzeis Yisrael, then once again the Rambam says they would revert back to Halleluka. And the Rambam tells us that actually they repeated Halleluka 123 times. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the Shira on the Yom was done the same way that a Gadol is Moitzi someone, and the person who's listening says over the Rosh Perek. And now Rabbi Akiva explains. Moshe Amar Ashir Lashem, Vehein Aimrim Ashir Lashem. Moshe Amar Kigoy Ga, Vehein Aimrim Ashir Lashem. Just like we said before that the person who's listening always says Halleluka. So when it came to the Shira, the people who were listening, Klal Yisrael would repeat over and over again to each phrase of Moshe Ashir Lashem. And Rabbi Akiva is going to learn this from a pasuk, as we'll see further in the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer ben Noish, Rabbi Yosef Lili Aimer, he says, no, it was kikotna makre esahal. As we saw in Rashi, when a kotn or an eved or an isha is saying halel, so then each phrase is repeated, because since the person can't be yaitza with the kotn or the eved, therefore he has to say it on his own. The kotn is just like a tape recorder for him to listen and repeat the exact words that the kotn is saying. So, vehein oinen achrof kol mashu oimer. Whatever the cotton says, the person who's listening repeats exactly what the cotton says. And when it's negeya to the shira, how did it work? Moshe amar ashir l'ashem, vehein oimer mashir l'ashem. Moshe amar kigoy go, vehein oimer kigoy go. Not like Rabbi Akiva said that we keep repeating the Rosh Perek, the beginning of the Perek, and we keep repeating ashir l'ashem, but rather whatever Moshe said, exactly that's what Klal Yisrael repeated. And we'll learn this from a pasuk. The third sheet is that of Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya Oimer, Kisoifer HaParis HaShma BeBeis HaKnesses. Rashi says, a sofer is a malamed dardaki, a malamed tenoikis, and he's always in the Beis HaKnesses. And Poiris al-Shma, Rashi says the word Poiris is like we have Prois HaChag, which means before the Yontiv. So, according to Rav Nechemya, a teacher who was always in the Beis HaKnesses, that's where the Talmidim met with the Rebbe in the Beis HaKnesses, he also served as another holy function, and that is to be the chazan, the shliach tzibur. So what he would do is, Pores al Shema means before the Shema, like Pores Achag, before the Yontif, before Shema started, meaning the brachas of Kriya Shema, he would start. And once he started, then everybody else, together with him, would say the rest. He was just the beginner. And then everybody together, the chazan with the tzibur, would together say the brachas of Shema, with the Shema together. So the Rav Nechemya compares Moshe and Klal Yisrael by the Shira like a teacher who's Poros al Shema beBeis HaKnesses. What does he do? Shehu Poseich Tchila. He begins the Birchas Kriya Shema, and once they hear him beginning Kriya Shema, the Birchas Kriya Shema, Veheinoin and Achrav, and then they answer after him, and then they say it together with him. As Rashi explains, that Klal Yisrael was mechaven beruach hakodesh, four lines from the bottom of Rashi, v'kach shor sa ruach hakodesh al kulam, v'kivnu yachad es hashir kiksava. Rashi says that Klal Yisrael, all they had to do was get rishus from Moshe Rabbeinu to start saying the Shira. So Moshe was like the chazan in the shul, the teacher who started off. But once he started, once he gave permission for the people to say the Shira, then they said it on their own. They weren't listening to Moshe. Rashi says they had Ruach HaKodesh. They were mechaven to the Shira. All of Klal Yisrael was mechaven to the exact Shira that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Ask the Gemara B'maikam Ifugi, what is this three-way machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer ben Noish Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Nechemya? The answer is, Rabbi Akiva Savar Lemor Amilsa Kamaisa. If we look back, there's a piece here that the Gemara assumes that you remember from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Because if you remember the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the Mishnah said there, She'ein Talmud Loimer Leimor. It says, Oz Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael Shashir Azois Hashem Vayoimru Leimor. So the Mishnah says it really shouldn't say your Leimor. Why? As Rashi explains, what does always Leimor mean? Hashem spoke Vaydaber Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe, say it over to the Bnei Yisrael. But in this case over here where Klal Yisrael is saying Shir with Moshe, what is the expression of Leimor? So on that, now the Gemara picks up, there's a three-way machloikis, how to understand the word lamer. Rabbi Akiva sovar lamer amilsa kamaisa. Lamer means Moshe started, Klal Yisrael answered. What did they answer? They always answered, Ashir al Hashem. Just like the person, the Gadol, who is being moitzi the tzibur with Hallel. What does the tzibur answer? Always the Rosh Perek of Halleluka. So too, they answered the Rosh Perek, which Moshe said, Ashir al Hashem. Let us sing to Hashem. Rav Lezer, Ben Oishar, Rav Yosef, Lili, Savar, Lamer, he also darshans Lamer, but he understands Lamer, I call Milsa Milsa, not on the Rosh Perek of Ashir al Hashem, but rather like a cotton who sang Hallel, and the Gadol can't be Yotze with the cotton's Hallel, so the Gadol can't just say Hallelujah to Rosh Perek, the Gadol has to repeat every word that the cotton sang, so Klal Yisrael repeated every word that Moshe said. Lamer means now you say over every word that I'm saying. And finally, Rav Nechemya Sover, Rav Nechemya holds, he's medayik it not from the word lamor, but from the word vayoimru. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael said it as a group together. Oz Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael Shashir Azois Hashem vayoimru lamor. Who's the vayoimru? So Rashi explains, that's Moshe together with Klal Yisrael. The Omar Kulu Bahari Adore, they all said it together. If so, what does the word lemor mean? The Pasach Moshe Bereisha. All Moshe did was like the Chazan in the Shul who starts it off. Once Moshe gave permission for Klal Yisrael to say the Shira, then they followed Moshe's lead and then they said it, vayoimru, they said it together with him. These are the three pshatim in how the Shira worked. Tana Rabbanon, we have learned, the Rabbanon taught us, Dorish Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili Darshan, Bishosh Ol Yisrael Min HaYam, when the Klal Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf. Nosnoi Neyam Loimer Shira. They, as we said in the Gemara before, they set their sights, they desired to say Shira. The Kate said Amru Shira, how did they say Shira? Oilel mutala birkeimoi vitinuk yoinik mishteimoi. As Rashi explains that Oilel and Yoinik are two young children, but Oilel is older than the Yoinik. Rashi brings a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tezvav, the last line of Rashi on the Amid, may Oilel vaad Yoinik. That, I believe this was by Amalek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they should all be killed out from the oil to the Yoinik. In other words, from the older child to the younger, says Rashi, v'derech hamikra loimer ken, kloimer kalei akol, destroy them all, min achashiv ad agarua, from the more chashiv to the lowest one, k'moi mishor vatzeh, like Hashem said over there, destroy all their cattle. So Hashem starts with the more chashiv one, the shore, and goes till the set. So back to the Gemara here, that who said Shira? The Olel, the young child who was older though than the Tinnik, Olel Mutal Abirkeyam Imoy, the child that was laying on the lap on the knees of his mother, Vitinok, and the Yonek Mishtei Imoy, the suckling child who was nursing from the breasts of his mother, Kivin Sharoas Ashchina, when they saw the Shchina, Zekeli, they saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, Oila Ligbiat Savore, the Oila lifted up his neck from the lap of his mother, Vitinek Shama Dadmi Piv, and the child let go of the breast that was in his mouth, Vaomru, and they both said, Ze Keli Vyamveyu. Shenemar, how do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Mipi Oilalim Vyoin Kimyasada to Oiz. The Pasuk in Tilim tells us that from the mouth of the suckling child, from the mouth of the older child that's on the lap, and from the suckling child, Yasada to Oiz, you establish Gvura, as the Marsha explains, that Oiz refers to the Shira. As we say in the Shira, Ozi Vizimras Ka. So that's a reference to the Shira. So according to Rabbi Yosi Yaglili, not only Klal Yisrael said it, but even the Oilulim and the Yoinkim said it as well. Rabbi Meir seems to say a bigger Chiddush. Menayin Shafilu. How do I know that even the embryos in their mother's stomach said Shira Shinamar, as the pasuk says, as we go to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, B'makelos Baruch Elokim Hashem Kor Yisrael, as Rashi explains, from the makelos, from the gatherings of Kol Yisrael that gathered at the Yamsuf, they blessed Hashem. And Mimkor Hashem Mimkor Yisrael, from the womb of the Jewish people, means the children that were in the womb, they also blessed Hashem. And now we have a piece of Gemara which the Masoras HaShas tells us is not found in the Yalkut or in the Ein Yaakov, but we have this scarcity here in the Gemara, we'll learn it. The Gemara asks the question, how could they say Zek Helivam Veyu Dizubrim? They couldn't see. Omar Rabbi Tanchum Keres Nase Lohen Kaspaklaya Miravaro. The abdomen, the stomach of the mother became like a clear glass, and they were able to see. So there's a number of points on this last Gemara that we learned. Let's begin with Tosfos. Tosfos says it would seem from our Gemara, we're speaking, referring to the Tosfos on Lamed Amud Beis, Divrei Amaschal Rav Meir Oimer, it would seem that Rav Meir has a machlokes with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that it was to Oilel and Yoinik, and Rav Meir says it was even to the Ubrim. And it would seem that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that it was not to the Ubrim. But Tosfos proves from a Gemara that Rabbi Yossi Aglili also held that it was to the Ubrim. So Tosfos says that what Rabbi Meir was trying to do, what Rabbi Yossi Aglili was trying to do is, of course it was to the Ubrim. But how do I know that even a child, Lamashal, that was in the middle of nursing from its mother, that it stopped nursing, or that the child that was lying on the lap of the mother, that it lifted up its neck to say Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what he's bringing a raya from the Pasuk, but not that he disagrees that the Ubrim Shemimei Iman also said Shira. And Tosfos on Lamed Amud Aleph, this Tosfos continues to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. At the end of the Tosfos, brings up very interesting Tosefta on the fourth line of Tosfos, that the Malachi Ashoris, who, when Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Moshe, they said to Hashem, Mo Enish Kisiskaranu, what are you giving the Torah to a human? Who is he, what kashivas does a human have? Omer Lena Kaddish Baruch Hu, Bo Uru Es Ashira. Look how Klal Yisrael sings Ashira to me. It was worth to create a human just for the Ashira that Moshe and Klal Yisrael are saying at the Ashira. Kivin Shiro, as a Yisrael, Poschu Av Hein V'Amru Shira. When the Malachi Ashira saw the beautiful Shira that Moshe and B'nai Yisrael were singing at the Yamsav, they too said Shira. As the Pasuk says, Hashem Adonainu, Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz. And the Tosfos ends off with the end of the Tosefta that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that this Mo'ad Shimcha B'chol Aretz was said on the Parsha of the Akedah, not on the Yom Sof, but when Malachi Ashor saw Avram Avinu that he was ready to be Meister Nefesh and to kill his own child for the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on that they said such a human being is Hashem Adonainu Mo'ad Shimcha B'chol Aretz. Now, in the last Gemara over here on V'holoi Chazu, by the way, before we go on, the Iyun Yaakov says another teretz on Tosfos' question. In other words, if Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that it was to the Uber as well, why does he only say about Yoinik and Oilel? On that answers the Iyun Yaakov, because the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed tells us that a malach teaches Torah to a child while he is an uber. So I would have thought that the ones who were able to say shir were only the Talmidei Chachamim. Who were the Talmidei Chachamim? The uberim. That they were capable of saying shira. However, the yoinik and the oilel, once they were born, they forgot the Torah, and they haven't yet gone to cheder to learn the Torah. So I would have thought that they're not capable of saying shira. So on that, Rav Yossi Aglili comes along and says, it was not only the uber who said shira. That's not such a chiddush. It was even the yoinik and the oilel. That's how the Iyun Yaakov understands what Rabbi Yossi Aglili was trying to say. On the Gemara of Aholoi Chazu, they weren't able to see. So the Marsha asks, What do you mean? The Gemara, again, that same Gemara in Nida Lamed says that when an embryo is in his mother's stomach, he's able to see Misoifo Olam Vatsoifo. So what's the Gemara's Kashir they couldn't see? So the Marsha says that Riyah of Misoifo Olam Vatsoifo is a spiritual Riyah. Here we're talking about a Gashmiyistik Riyah that they were able to say, see Hashem and say, Zek Keli Vamveyu. So the Gemara thought they can't. Answer the Gemara at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Alpines, they were able taka to see. And to what madrega were they able to see? The Gemara uses an expression of aspaklaria meira. That's what we use by Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. We say Moshe Rabbeinu had a deeper nevuah, clearer nevuah than all the other nevi'im. They had aspaklaria she'ena meira, and Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was crystal clear, like a crystal clear glass that you could see through. So the ubrim in the me'iman had a Ria which was crystal clear. Aspaklaria hameira. That's the madrega that they came. And Kalva Chaimer says, the Marsha, that even the Oinik and the Yoilil, or Klal Yisrael itself, the grown-ups, had this clear vision of Zeh Keli Vamveyu. The Sefer Torah Sakanois points out, what's Gemara's Kasha? V'holoi Chazu? Why not? It's a miracle. Because if it wasn't a miracle, how could they speak? How could the Ubrim even express Shira? So we're dealing with miracles. So what's the kasha of all the chazu? They couldn't see. So the Tyrus HaKanois answers, Avada the Gemara knew it's a miracle. The Gemara just wants to speak out. By Dibur that they spoke, they said, they sang the Shira. It's obvious that that was a nest. But the Gemara just wants to say, wait a second, don't just think it was a nest that they sang the Shira, but I just wanted you to be aware. The Gemara is not asking Kasha, how could it be? How could they see? Avada was a nest. We just want you to realize, don't overlook that Holoi Chazu, they weren't able to see. And how did it work that they received Aspaklaria HaMeira? Continues the Gemara, Boy Biyoim, on that same day, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azari became the Nasi, Dorish, Rabbi Yeshua ben Horknes, we had this in our Mishnah, Shaloi Avad Eiv, Eiv did not serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. From Yira, but he did it from Ava. So the Gemara brought a pasuk first, where the Gemara says that Hein yiktaluni, even if Hashem will kill me, lo yayachal, I will yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continued over there. So we see that his life was meaningless for yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't serving Hashem because he was afraid of his life. Vadayin Adavar Shakel, continued the Mishnah. What do you mean, lo yayachal? Do you mean loy ani mitzapa? I am hoping for Hashem. Or do you mean ani mitzapa? I'm not hoping, because loy could be with an aleph. So the Gemara asks, based on that, velechsi hai loy. Let's look at the word loy. Iba lamed aleph ksiv loyu. If it's written with a lamed aleph, then it means I don't hope for Hashem. Iba lamed vav ksiv. If it says lamed vav loyu, then it's I hope for Hashem. Him. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Don't be so sure that if it says Lamed Aleph, it means no. V'chol heichel iksiv b'lamed aleph loyu. Wherever it says Lamed Aleph, it means not. El mi'ato b'chol tzorosim loy tzar, whenever Klal Yisrael has tzar. So it would seem loy tzar, Hashem does not have, he doesn't join in imi anoichi b'tzara. Hashem doesn't join the Jewish people with tzar, loy, with aleph, d'ksiv. B'lamed aleph, hochi nami d'loyu. Are you going to learn that pasuk as well? That pasuk in Yeshaya. Are you going to say that Hashem is trying to say over there that I don't have tzar with them? V'chitei mochi nami, and maybe you'll tell me yes. That's what the pasuk is saying. V'oksiv, it says, in that same pasuk, Umalach Pana Vashim, a malach which is sent in front of the face, Kaviyachal of Hashem, in front of Hashem, he sends them that malach to save them. So obviously he is with them in their tzara. So, Ella, Mashmahachi, Umashmahachi. You have to say the word loy sometimes means not, sometimes the loy means yes. So that's why the Gemara had a kasha, and that's why the Mishnah had a kasha, and therefore the Mishnah had to bring another pasuk, which says, Ad Egva loy asir tumasi mimeni. Until my death, my whole betochen in HaKadosh Baruch will not go away. From that pasuk, there's no question that you see that he wasn't even worried about his life when it came to Avodas Hashem. But from the word loy itself, you wouldn't know. So the Meiri speaks out, and we spoke it out on the Mishnah as well, that in fact, in this pasuk, and in the pasuk of B'chol Tzorosim loy tzar, in both psukim, loy ayachel, and loy tzar, there's a ksiv and a kri. If you look here in the Torah or HaShalom, if you have it on the side of your Gemara, you'll see they bring the ksiv, which is lamed aleph in parentheses, and then they bring the kri, lamed vav. And the same is by loy tzar. The ksiv is loy with an aleph, and the kri is loy with a vav. Because in fact, although the ksiv is not, the real meaning of the pasuk goes after the nekudos as if there would be a vav there, and it means that Hashem has tzar with us, and in the case of Eiv, lo yayachel, I will have betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya Reb Meir Omer, we learned in the Brisa, Reb Meir says, Nemar Yireli can be Eiv, it says Yireli can be Eiv, and Nemar Yireli can be Avram, it says Yireli can be Avram, as Rashi brings down. By the Akedah, Hashem said, the Malach said, Atiyadati ki Yireli kimato, that you fear God, Ma Yireli kim amur b'Avram, just like the Yireli kim that said b'Avram, Me Avo, it was from Avo, Af Yireli kim amur b'Iyuv, Me Avo, it was also from Avo, the one, the Yireli kim by Iyuv, Frey, the Gemara of Avram, Gufim and Dol. How do we know that the Yira by Avram was Avo? The Chziv, Zera Avram, I have the children of Avram, the one who loved me. So we see that Avram, he was a Yireli kim, but he also was an Oyev Hashem. My ikka freid gemara ben oisem e'avol oisem yira. What is the difference if you do, you serve Hashem through Av or through Yira? And Rashi, in the Divrei Maschil, la'alofim lo'oyavai, tells us that this whole gemara that we're going to learn till the end of this piece of gemara is not speaking about Avas Hashem, Ava of Schar, or Yira of Onesh. Because that the Gemara earlier on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis told us that that's a very low level. If a person serves Hashem just because he's afraid of getting a punishment, the Ava and the Yira that our Gemara is discussing is Avas Hashem and Yira, meaning Yira Sarayimimus, the awe of the grandeur of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that the Gemara wants to know when you're speaking on a very high level of Avas Hashem and Yira Sarayimimus, what is the difference at that very high level? There is a difference, as we learned in a brisa. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, God loisam me'ava, yosam loisam me'ira. It is bigger what a person does me'ava than what he does me'ira. Shezet toli lalav dor. As Rashi explains, the schus of a person who does something me'ira can help for 1,000 generations. It can help his descendants for 1,000 generations. But v'zeh, if a person does me'ava, toli la'alpayim dor. That schus can hang for 2,000 generations. How do you know this? Hachak siv, here the pasuk says, there's a pasuk in Shmois, Perikhov, pasuk vav. Va'oise chesed la'alofim la'oi havai ulishomrei mitzvoisoi. So the pasuk says, la'alofim la'oi havai ulishomrei mitzvoisoi. So we see that oi havai, lo'oi havai, avas Hashem is la'alofim, 2,000. V'hasam, there, by Yirak Siv, and here he's referring to Pasuk and Dvor and Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk says, Shoymer Abris V'chesed, Lo'oyavav, L'shoymer Mitzvah Yisav, L'Elef Dor. So what do I see? That Shoymer Mitzvah is Elef Dor. As Rashi says, Shoymer Mitzvah Yisav refers to Yira. How do I know Shoymer Mitzvah Yisav refers to Yira? The Marshaw says, Kol Mokim Shenemar, He Shomer Pen V'al, Einoy Elolaisaseb. It's guarding. The Ramban in Parshas Yisrael tells us that an aseh is ava, a lo saseh is yira. Ava is you embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing things for Hashem, and when you are shomer, it means you're careful not to do something. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that it says shomer mitzvah next to what? La'elef dor. So you see that Yira is only 1,000 generations. Ava, the pasuk before said, is la'alofim 2,000 generations. Frei the Gemara, wait a second. Hasam nami there, the pasuk in Dvorim, Zion, pasuk tes, also speaks about l'shomer mitzvah of. Hasam nami ksiv, la'oyavav, Ulishaimre mitzvais laavdor. The other pasuk also speaks about oyavav. Why are you bringing a raya from elef dor that tishaimre mitzvais of that yira is 1,000, but the words before yira is loyavav. Loyavav is, so you tell me both are 1,000. The oyavav is 1,000 and the shaimre mitzvais is 1,000. So the Gemara says no. Hai l'desamachle v'hai l'desamachle. You're right. Both psukim mention yira and ava, but you have to look where is the 1,000 or the 2,000 put next to. In the case of 2,000, what does the pasuk say? In Shmois Chaf it says va'oise chesed la'alofim 2,000 jerush to la'oyavai, and then it says l'sharmer mitzvaysav. So it means for 2,000 generations la'oyavai, and the sharmer mitzvaysav will only be 1,000. In the other pasuk in Dvorim Zayin pasuk Tes, it says the opposite. It says sharmer abris v'chesed to who la'oyavav ul'sharmer mitzvaysav la'alef dor. There, what is it put next to the la'alef dor? The sharmer mitzvaysav, the yira. The oyavav, which preceded the sharmer mitzvaysav, they in economy. They're more than 1,000. They are 2,000. You always have to look next to what is the word placed. Ava is put next to 2,000. Yira, sharmer mitzvaysav, is put next to 1,000. Says the Gemara story, Hanu Trei Tamid, they were two Tamidim. Davi Yasvi Kamid Rav, they were sitting in front of Rava. Chad Amalei Akri Mechalami, one said to him, they read to me in a dream the following pasuk, Mor Rav Tufcha, how much good, Asher Tzafanti Yerech, which you have stored for those who fear you. The Chad Amalei, and one Talmud said to Rava, Akri Mechalami, they read him in a dream to me, a different pasuk, V'yismichu Kol Chaisibach, whoever trusts you will have simcha. Lo Oilam Yerenenu, they will rejoice forever. And those who love you will exalt in you. So one was given a pasuk about Yerecha, Yira. One was given a pasuk about Oyavav, Omar Lahu. Rav said to the Talmidim, Tarvaycha Rabbanan Tzadik and Gemuratan. You both are Tzadik and Gemurim. But Mar Me Avo, Mar Me Yira. One of you was shown that you are Oyved Hashem for Ava, and one of you was shown a pasuk that you're Oyved Hashem, Me Yira. Hadron Alach Yishem Shamayim. Hadron Alach Yishem Shamayim. Hadron Alach Yishem Shamayim. And now we are ready, B'siyat Rishmai, to begin the next Perek. Which the Perek here, the first Mishnah, will be discussing Edim for three moments in the Sota process. Kinui, when the husband warns his wife not to go in hiding. Stira, when she actually goes into hiding. And Edei Tuma, if Edim say, or one Ed or two Edim say, that they saw that she actually committed an Avera, she had an affair with this man with whom she went into hiding. Now, Tosfos points out, the beginning of this long Tosfos here, Tosfos points out that this really is Shalai Keseder. Tosfos doesn't have a good teretz. Tosfos says, we've already learned in the first Perek about the fact that the water checks the woman. We've learned up to that point the water checking the woman. All of a sudden, you're telling me about Misha Kina Leishtai, somebody who gave a warning to his wife. He says that should have been put when the Mishnayos were speaking about Elu Asuris Lachel Betruma. He should, at that point, he should have said about these dinim about Edim. But as Tosfos says, Avotema, the La'acher Shoshana Shabbat Kuamayim, who Choyzer Lekinui. We've already gone through the process till the water's checking. All of a sudden, we go backwards and we go till the Kinui. So Tosfos remains with a question. It would seem this Mishnah is Shaloi Keseder. Begins the Mishnah, Misha Kinalishtai, somebody who warned his wife with two Edim, Vinistra, and she went into hiding. Afilu Shoma Me'oifa Pareach, even though he heard a witness who came to him who was like a bird in flight. This is a euphemism for an unfit witness, which means he was an eved or a shifcha. And Rashi brings down that this is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said before in Daf Beis Amid Beis that just like we're going to have in this Mishnah here, that Tumah, you don't need to aid him, for Tumah and Eid Echad is enough. If there was Kinui and Stira, it's Raglayim Ladover that something took place, and an Eid Echad says, I saw that she became Tame, according to Rab Eliezer, not according to Rabbi Lezer, according to everybody, the Allah is that an Eid Echad in such a case is believed to usher her on her husband. So Rav Eliezer's opinion is that stira, the hiding, it's enough with an eid echad as well. And once you say it's enough with an eid echad, then even a shifchor and eved, even a normal possible eid, is acceptable. That's what's referred to as a bird in flight. So afilu shomer for pareach yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. He should go out and he should give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. Divrei Rav Lezer. This is Rav Lezer. According to Rashi, it's Rav Lezer l'shitasoi. That Rav Lezer holds for stira, you don't need two aidim. It's enough one aid, and you can even have an unfit witness. Now, the Rashi and the Tosfos Shuns explain that really there's no chiv here to divorce her. If he wants, he can go and give her water. And if she passes the test, everything is back to normal. We're talking about where he says, I don't want her give her to drink. Oh, you don't want her to give, you don't want her to drink from the Maim Amorim. So then, Yoitzi, then she's usher to you, based on what the Eid Echad said, the Reglaim Ladover. And then, since it's your fault that she is leaving, because if it was up to her, she would have taken the test. You don't want her to take the test. That's why you have to give her a ksuba. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ache yisu v'yitnu bo moizrus bolvana," that she could stay with her husband until those who spin by the moon are gossiping about what a terrible wife she is and all the averis that she has done, that she is involved in illicit relations. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua is lishitase as well, meaning that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you do need two good eidim by stira. If you have an oifa pareach, that is meaningless by stira, according to Rabbi Yeshua. He holds that you need by everything two eidim, by kinui, by stira, only by tumah. Is it enough if an eid echad says, we have a beferish pasuk, as we're going to learn in our Mishnah, that an eid echad is enough over there, not to give her misa, but to usher her on her baal. Then it's enough. But besides that, in the stira, Rabbi Yeshua holds you need two eidim. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, when a oif ha-parech, if there's an eved or a shifcha telling us that she went into stira, legally, she is not usher on her husband, because you need two eidim by the stira. However, if there was gossip amongst those who are spinning by the moon, the women who sit out at night by the moonlight, and they're spinning, and they're giving this gossip, so it says Rashi, it's mechur adover. It's disgusting that he's still married to this woman. So it's proper for him to give her a get. Is he mechuyif to give her a get? He's not mechuyif to give her a get. It comes out that really Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer are discussing different aspects here. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're mechuyif to give a get if you don't use the test of the water. According to Rabbi Yeshua, in this particular case, you don't, there is no water. We've learned before on the Vav Amud Beis, v'tahayra hi, Rashi brings down, v'loy sheyisu v'yitnu ba moizus bovana. If they're gossiping throughout the town that this woman committed znus, so even though Bezdin can't do anything based on this gossip, but if it's such widespread gossip, so then the water is not boidiker. He's living with a woman who the water can't be boidiker because we consider her as if she definitely must have committed znus the way people are talking. So, memela, it's the proper thing for him to go ahead and divorce his wife. The Kesef of Mishnah says that, in fact, Moisris Bulvana, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is only good together with the Oifa Pareich, meaning with the Eid Echad, the Shivchor, or the Eved, or any Eid Echad, a Kosher Eid Echad also, of course. But even the Shivchor and the Eved, you need that as well. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah, Omar Eid Echad, 1 8 said, Aniris Yishanitmas. I saw that she became tmeya. Here we're getting into not eidei kinui, not eidei stira, but eidei tuma. And here you have one eid who says, I saw she became tmeya. Loi hoisa shoisa. She wouldn't drink anymore. Rashi says in Divrei HaMasechta, ani resi shenitma bo oisa stira shehi al pi shnayim eidim l'Rabbi Yeshua u l'Rabbi Elazar al pi oifa pareach. Whatever you say stira is, whether it's two edim according to Rabbi Yeshua, or whether it's even an oifa pareach, a unfit witness, an eved or a shifcha, according to Rabbi Lezer, whatever, you did the kinu with two edim, you did the stira either according to Rabbi Lezer shita or Rabbi Yeshua shita, and now comes along an eid echad who says that I saw that she became tummy in that stira. So Rashi here has a machlokes with the Rambam. Rashi says it has to be in that very same stira that he told her, don't go into hiding with that man, and she went. What happens if an aide comes and says, in that stira that happened right after the husband warned her, I didn't see anything. But 2 days later, I saw her go into hiding with the man, and I did see. So according to Rashi, that's no good. It has to be ba'oisa stira, Rashi stresses. Shehiya pishnaim edim. It was the two edim who saw her going to hiding in that very stira, not in another one. According to the Rambam, as long as it's the same man, it could even be in another stira. But ain't echnami the Rambam's moida, that if the edim say it was a different man, then you can't link. If the eid echad says it was a different man, you can't link that tumah with the reglayim ledover of kinui and stira with the other man whom he warned her not to go into hiding with. So, eid echad amar ani resisha nitma, loy haisa shoisa, she would not drink. Veloy oid, el afila eved, afila shivcha. Now, by the way, Rashi says that once we, loy haisa shoisa, because we say that we take on, based on the eid echad and the reglayim ledover, the circumstantial evidence, that she became tummy. And therefore, she doesn't drink. If you assume that she's tamed and she did an avera, she doesn't drink. The drink is only given if there's a test or a suffix. But here we take on that she was tamed. And Rashi adds, she loses her ksuba as well. So Rashi, there's a machloikis here between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, she loses her ksuba based on the fact that we take on that she's tamed. So she doesn't get killed. The only thing the Eid Echad with Reglayim Ledover doesn't accomplish is that Bezdin is not going to kill her based on the testimony of the Eid Echad. But she's also to her husband, she doesn't drink, and as a result, she loses her ksuba. The Rambam says, no, she doesn't lose her ksuba based on the testimony of the Eid Echad. She loses her ksuba because she cannot test herself. Any woman who's unable to test herself and prove her innocence, memela, she's also forever on her husband, and we say like it's your fault, because you can't prove yourself innocent, therefore you have to lose your ksuba. So according to Rashi, it's the Eid Echad who's causing her to lose her ksuba. According to the Rambam, it's the fact that she can't exonerate herself, and memela, she stays a soita forever, also on her husband, and that's why she loses her ksuba. Continues the mission of Loyoid, El Afila Eved, Afila Shivcha. Not only a kosher aid, even an Eved, even a Shivcha. Reilu Nemanim, Afla Poislam Ksubasa, even the Pasler for Merksuba, as we just explained. Also, there are five women, which the Gemara in Yevamah, Stav Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, tell us, hate each other. And who is that? One is a mother-in-law, with a daughter-in-law, Ubas Chamoisa, and the daughter of the mother-in-law, Vitzarasa, and a woman's co-wife, Viyaventa, as Rashi explains, the wife of the husband's brother, she's always worried, if she doesn't have children, that her husband will die, and then her sister-in-law she's worried that her brother-in-law will die without children, and then her husband will have to make Yibam with her sister-in-law. And then the sister-in-law will become her co-wife, her tsarasa. So there's always an antagonism between the two sisters-in-law if the brother doesn't have any children. Ubas Bala, or her stepdaughter, Hare Elu Nemanis, they are believed, says the Mishnah, V'loyla Paislu Miksubasa. Since there's this animosity, and the Gemara in Yevamos explains why they hate each other, since there is this animosity, we're not going to cause her to lose her ksuba because of this. But Elush Leitishta, but it's enough, any aid is enough to say that she was Tamei, and therefore she will not drink. Now the Mishnah says, how can we come up with it? We know Ein Dover Shever V'Pachas Mishnayim. As we're going to learn on Amud Beis, we always are familiar that anything would arise is two. How over here do we have a din of one? So the Mishnah says, Shahoyah, but then really it should have been that an Eid Echad should not be acceptable to say that after Kinu Yestira, that this woman became Tamei, she had an affair. Uma im Eidus Rishayna, Shein Oisarta Yisroelim. Madach, the first Eidus, which Rashi explains, is the stira, and Rashi says this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, how many Edim do you need for stira? Not like Rabbi Eliezer. He holds, Eifa Perech is not good for stira. You need, just like by Kinu, you need to Edim. You need by stira to Edim as well. So if the first Edus, Shein Oisar to Israelim, that stira, those Edim who are going to make her Osir on her husband, it's not forever. As Rashi explains, it's only until she drinks. Once she drinks and she passes the test, she's back mutter to her husband. And yet, how many Edim did you require by the Stira, which makes her into a Suffolk Saita, which prohibits her on her husband? Even though it's only temporary, you require two. Umaim, Eidus Rishayna, Shein Oisar to Yisro Oilam. It's not forever. Einim is Kayam, is Pachos Rishnayim. You can't have less than two. Eidus Achroina, the last Eidus, which means the Eidus Tumah, which says, I saw that she had an affair. Shoisar to Yisro Oilam. Now she's going to become us on her husband forever. He's going to have to divorce her. Einim didn't show this kind of Pachos Rishnayim. Isn't it a Kav HaChomer that it shouldn't be with less than two? Talmud Loimer. That's why the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar. Perik, hey, pasuk yud gimel, v'shachav ish oisa shichvazer, v'nel me'ene isha, v'nistra, v'hi nitma, v'eid ein ba, v'hi lo in his pasuk. That's the entire pasuk. So I learned like this, v'eid ein ba, we're going to learn on Amid Beis, that wherever it says eid in the Torah, it means shnayim. There were no two eid in Musa that she was nitma. But what was there? There was one eid. And the Mishnah explains, call Eidus Yeshba. If an Eid Echad is believed, then a woman's believed, then a Shifchon and an Eved is believed. There was only not two Eidim, but there was one Eid. If one Eid will say Nitma, she becomes also to husband forever. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. If you're telling me an Eid Echad for Tumah works, Kal V'chaymer, let's go back. Then we should say, Kal V'chaymer Le'edus Rishrayna Me'ata. What's the Kal V'chaymer? As we turn to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Uma im Eidus Achroina Shoisarta Yisraelim. If the last Eidus of Tumah, which makes her also forever, as Rashi says, that we learn that from Nitma V'Nitma, right? We learned Echad Labal, Echad Laboyel, that even a Suffolk Saita is also to her husband. And Kol Shechen Vado is a Vadi Saita for sure. So if the Eidus Achroina Shoisarta Yisraelim, Harehi Miskayem Is Beid Echad, that's enough to have one aid, Eidus or Rishoyna She'en Oisar to Yisraelim, so the first Eidus of what? Of Stira, which doesn't usher her forever. So for sure one Eid should be good enough. Why do you need two Eidim for Stira? According to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, Talmud Lomar the Pasuk says, Ki Matzuba Ervas Dover. It says over there in the Parsha of... In that parsha it says that he found an ervas dover ulahalon uaimer by mominus. It says al pishnaim eidim yakum dover. It says the same word dover. So malahan al pishnaim, just like over there, that it means two eidim. Afkan al pishnaim, you need two eidim. So in other words, b'chol atayra by mominus or by erva, you need two eidim. There's only one exception, and that is after kiddi ustira reglaim l'dover, then an eid echad for tum is enough. Now the Gemara says a few cases. Eid Oimer Nitvas. One Eid says she became Tommy. Ve'eid Oimer Loi Nitvas. One Eid says I was there at the same time as you were, and she did not have an affair. She did not become Tommy. Or Isha Oimeris Nitmas. A woman says she became Tommy, and a woman is believed here to say she became Tommy. Ve'isha Oimer Loi Nitvas. The other woman said no, she did not become Tommy. So the din is one cancels out the other. You're left with a suffix. Haisa shaisa. So then this is the regular din of saita. She drank. Echad armer nitmas, shnayim armer loy nitmas. One said she became tamei. Two said she did not become tamei. Haisa shaisa, she used to drink. Rashi asks, what do you mean she, why would she drink? Okay, it's one against two. So the two win. And the two are saying loy nitmas. So the two are testifying that she did nothing wrong. What do you have to go through a test of the water? How could you say shaisa? The answer is, as Rashi, the two are not saying we know for sure she didn't have an affair. They're saying that at the time that the one eighth says she was nitmeis, we're saying she was lying nitmeis. But she was in hiding with this man, let's say, 10 minutes longer than the eid echad or the two eidim were there together. So on that time, there's still a suffix. Memela, heisa shaisa. Shnaim Amrim Nitmas, two said she became Tomei. Vachar Amrim Lai Nitmas, she did not become Tomei. So the Chor, it's one against two. We don't believe the one, we believe the two. That means she's Nitmas, Lai Haisa Shaisa. She didn't drink. The Gemara is going to ask, why do we need these last cases? Because the Chor, it's partial, it's one against two. And what's the Mishnah trying to teach us? We'll see this in the Gemara. Begins the Gemara, how did you prove to us that you need two Eidim? By stira. Hi, what did you bring me? The dover, exera shava. Hi, Talmud Leimer, kimatza eres dover. That's what you brought me. Talmud Leimer ba. You should have used ba. It says in the parsha of Soit itself. I don't need to make exera shava. In the parsha of Soit it says, the aid ain't ba. There was no aid. And vehilo nisposa, she wasn't grabbed. And then she's also, which means we believe that aid echad. So we make a drasha. Ba only a tuma after kinui stira is an eid echad believed veloy bekinui, but by kinui itself you need to weigh it. Ba veloy bestira only ba a tuma and not by stira. Stira you need two. So what do you need? Dover mi mamain. Let's from the parsha of site itself we see that the only exception to two Adim is a tumah after the kinyan stira glam the dover. But Adi kinyan to begin with, Adi stira, all that needs two Adim. And for the Gemara Hachinami Kamer, that's exactly what we're trying to say. We're trying to say like this: how do you know, in fact, Talmud Loimer Ba and Ba v'Loi Bekinyi Ba v'Loi Bestira, that stira and kinyan according to Rabbi Yeshua require two Adim? But what I was trying to preempt was the following question. You might ask me, oh, wait a second. Now that you taught me that Eid Echad is enough for Tumah, maybe Eid Echad is enough for Tumah even if you don't have Kinyan Stira. The Tumah bi'alma b'loi Kinyan b'loi b'stira d'loi mehaman Eid Echad minon. That's what I was trying to ask you. I know that Kinyan Stira itself needs to wait because of Ba. I want to know, how do I know that the limud of the aid ain't bo, which aid meets shnayim, there's not two, but there's one, and one is believed, maybe it's even believed without kinyan stira. Ah, and that I gave you an answer. Nemer kan dover. Nemer elahalm dover. Ma'alahalm b'shnei eidim, avkan b'shnei eidim. That's what we learned out from dover mi mamon. That any arayas is two. The only one singular exception is Eid Echad that follows Kinyan Yastir, because you have circumstantial evidence. That's the one place the Torah allowed an Eid Echad to say that we believe the Eid Echad. Now, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Eid Omer Nitmas, and Eid Echad says Nitmas, and the other said Loi Nitmas. They cancel each other out, and Shoyse. Taima de Kamachish Lei. The reason they cancel each other out is because the one who says loy nitmas cancels out. He is objecting against the one who says nitmas. Ho loy makish lei, eid echad mehaman. But let's say I said tamei and no one contradicted me, then I would be believed. Minani meli, how do you know, in fact, that I am believed when I say that she became tamei? And the Gemara now is going to elaborate on that limud that we've had. And Rashi asked that really, the Gemara didn't have to make this deduction. The Gemara could have learned it straight from the beginning of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, on the fourth line, Eid Echa, Amar Eid Echa, Ani Risiyo Shenitma, Loi Hoysa Shaisa. And Eid Echa is believed because once she's Tamei, then it's not a suffix anymore, so then there's no shaisa. So we didn't need it from the later case in the Mishnah. We could have gotten it right away. So Rashi says you're right. The only reason the Gemara makes this deduction from the later part is because the Gemara is setting up a question. And the Gemara's question that it's setting up is, how do you know that Eid Echad works? Because we have a limud. Once you have the limud that Eid Echad is believed, then he's like Shnayim. We have a claw. Whatever an Eid Echad is believed, it's like Shnayim. Oh, if it's like Shnayim, so how in fact can the other Eid be Makhishim? Because the other Eid is an Echad b'makim Shnayim. If the one who says Tomei is believed like two, then the one who says not Tomei, it doesn't say anywhere, he is believed like two. So then it's one against two. So that's why the Gemara wants to ask this diuk over here, that the Eid Echad is believed and not taken from the beginning of the Mishnah. In the beginning of the Mishnah, the Eid Echad appears by himself, and it says, Tomei, we believe him. Here we're speaking about where there's a fight between two Eidim. So the Gemara says, the only reason it's a status quo is because one Eid cancels the other out. So the Gemara at this point says, how do I know I believe the one that says Tameh? Because I have a limud. Once I have that limud, how does the one cancel out the other? This one has a din of two edim. This one does not have a din of two edim. So this should be one aid in the place of one aid who equals two. And he shouldn't be believed. So we're setting up that question. Minani Mili. Tana Rabbanan. The aid ain't bought. The Pasuk says there was no aid. And what does ve'ed mean, even though it's singular, b'shnayim akasim medaber? There's no two edim. Atom b'shnayim ein elav echad. Maybe, in fact, it means echad. How do I know it means shnayim? Tamad loymer lo yakum eid echad bish. We have another pasuk that says that one aid alone should not come. Why do you have this expression, eid echad bish? Mimash mashnayim lo yakum eid ein yodeshu echad. Eid is singular. So why did the Torah have to say eid echad? It's like saying the same thing twice. Ma tam alomer echad, zeh bona av, this teaches us to the whole Torah. Kol mokum shenemer eid harein kan shnayim. Whenever it says eid, it really means two. Achi yifrod lo chakosav echad. Eid means eidus, it means testimony. There's no valid testimony of how many people of two. So that's why if I want you to understand I'm talking about one, I have to explain. Eid echad. So memela, now when we go to our pasuk by Soita, which says, the eid ein ba, and it doesn't use the word echad, eid echad. So eid ein ba means there's no two eidim. Because eid always, we learned, means two. So there's not two, but there is one. V'omer achman of the Torah says, trei les ba. You don't have two. El echad, you have one. And then the pasuk continues, well, he learned his pasuk. She wasn't raped. She wasn't grabbed. She wasn't forced. She's not an oinus. And if she did it willingly, asura, she's believed. She's prohibited on her husband. Based on whose testimony? You don't have two, but you have one. So you see, one is believed by Tumah. And now we set ourselves up to a major question, and that's, as we explained, why we are bringing this all on the end of the Mishnah instead of the beginning. Now that you just explained how an eid echad by tum is believed after kinyustira, so in fact, how can you have a fight between one eid against the other? Wherever the Torah permits one aid, it's considered like two aid in vain. So by aid tumma, we find a pasuk that gives him validity as an aid echad. And once he's given validity as an aid echad, he has the power, the strength of two aidim. The one who's machishim says loy nitma. We don't find anywhere that he has a power of two. So he remains only with a power of one. So I have a tremendous kasha. Why do I say one cancels out the other? And you remain with the status quo, and she drinks. The din should be that the one who says loy nitma is not believed in front of the one who says nitma, because he has a power of two. And if we believe the one who says nitma, then she doesn't drink. Wherever we believe the nitma, there's no reason to give a test. El amarulot, tani, loy haisa shaisa, you're right. Because of your question, you have to say the one eid echad who said loy nitma is not believed. Who's believed in nitma, and therefore loy haisa shaisa. And that's how he changes the gears in the Mishnah. V'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak loy haisa shaisa. V'rabchi amar haisa shaisa. Rabbi Chiya says, no, I keep the Mishnah the way it is. Haisa shaisa. Afraid to get more of Rabbi Chiya. Kasha de ula. What does Rabbi Chiya do with ula's bumba v'kasha? He has a tremendous question over here, because Ula asked, the one who says nitma, the Torah invested with a power like to aid him. So the one who says loy nitma should not be believed. If he's not believed, then we know she was tamei. If she's tamei, she doesn't drink. How could the Mishnah say, according to Rav Chiya Shaisa, loy kasha, that's not shver. You're right. Sometimes she's believed like to, but sometimes the eid echad's believed like to, sometimes he's not. Kan bevas achas. If Rashi learns, if both Adam came toch kere dibber, one says she was tummy, and within the time it says shalom alecha Rebbe, in a few seconds the other one said, no, he shouted out, loy nitma. I was there at the same time as you in loy nitma. So then, in that short span of time, one cancels out the other. But kan bezachazeh, here one came after the other. One said his testimony. 10 minutes later, another gun came and says, loy nitma. By that time, the first one has taken on validity, And now the second one, who says Leinitma, is one in the place of two. But if he would have done it immediately, Toich Kerei Dibur, then, the way Rashi's learning the sugya, he would be able to knock off what the other one said. However, Tosfos has questions on Rashi, and in the middle of the top Tosfos, the Ramas of Kama Vasachas, Tosfos says, Lekach Nir Lefaresh, Hocha B'Zeach R'Zeh, Shekiblu Edusin Arishayin, V'Hoiru Alpi Edusoy. Tosfos says that what it means, B'Zeach R'Zeh Vasachas, is not Toich Kerei Dibur, but rather, if Bezdin accepted the Eitumah, and not only did they accept it, but the Bezdin Paskin, based on his testimony. So then he is like Shnayim. And then if somebody comes and says, wait a second, I was there at the same time, Loinitma, we don't accept him. You're one in the place of two. Bezdin has already accepted it. But what happens if one says Tameh? And 10 minutes later, after Toich Kerei Dibur, the other one says Loinitma. However, Bezdin has not yet ruled on this matter. So then, according to Tosfos, that's still called Bevas Achas. If they haven't ruled yet, we do accept the second one. We have not fully accepted the first one, and therefore they could cancel each other out. According to Tosfos, they only can't cancel each other out if Bezdin Paskin, based on the Eidos of the first one, then we will not accept the second one. This is the Machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos, in this sugya. We will continue Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow to finish off this sugya.